Let the good times roll right here on the Team 980. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. Lynnell Willingham in for Kevin Sheehan as we take you up to 1 p.m. Chris Russell, hard hat and all, going to be here from 1 to 4.
I believe he calls us clowns.
You know, the nerve of that
the
guy.
Disrespect.
The nerve of that guy. He will take you from 1 to 4 p.m. like he does every day here on the Team 980. So definitely looking forward to that. Make sure you keep it local all afternoon long. Right now, we're talking all things burgundy and gold. Breaking news that we got from our guy Mad Max at the back end of last segment. First voluntary OTA that is available and open to the media. Terry McLaurin not in attendance. Big deal, not a big deal. Also, what is the biggest question mark in your mind facing the Washington Commanders entering this season? Is it the pass rush? Is it the secondary? Is it the run game? Is it a lack of a true wide receiver too? What gets you quivering when you think about the burgundy and gold and why maybe they won't reach last year's heights? 301-230-0980 is the number. A guy running through life in the YouTube chat says every team has question marks except for maybe the Eagles, 100% true. His number one concern is the pass rush. It's a good one. Washington losing their leading sack getter from a year ago in Dante Fowler. Dorrance Armstrong, the guy that led the team in pressures, he does return. How much better does he make this Washington pass rush? 301-230-0980 is the number. Kurt is in District Heights. Wants to chime in. What's going on, Kurt?
How you doing, Lynnell?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm good. Real quick on the Terry thing, it's not a big deal yet. Okay, but Terry's doing the right thing because you remember that linebacker that they played with John Allen in Alabama
with
the Frisco and then came here?
Reuben Foster.
Remember first day of OTAs, what happened to him?
Yeah.
So I think Terry's doing the right thing, but I do think that, you know, they need to get that resolved, though. They need to go ahead and get it resolved.
He's not playing around with it, right? Like, what the hell are we waiting for when it comes to a McLaurin extension?
So as far as the position groups, man, I'm a throw a curve at you, man. Somebody said the pass rush is the major concern. I agree, but the defensive line is not the major concern. I think the major concern could be the offensive line, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Not because of the lack of talent, but because it may take time to get them to gel. You got to realize you got two new pieces on the ends, and then you got a piece that's playing out of position, and then you got a piece that's hurt. So you're going to have 80% of your line playing where they weren't playing last year, okay? So it's going to take some time to get them to jail. So that's a concern, okay? The defensive line isn't necessarily a concern because, listen, Trey Hendrickson had 17 and a half sacks.
Mm-hmm.
How was Cincinnati's defense?
Terrible.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not really – see, if they had drafted a pass rusher, okay, an edge rusher, he's coming in at 245, 250, 255. He wasn't going to be in every down player anyway.
Correct.
Totally. Okay, so they need time to see what they have. They have some guys. They just want to see what they have. And then if they need to make a move later on in the summer, they'll make a move. But the main thing is I feel like they addressed their main problem on defense, which was stopping the run. So I think they're going to be all right. I think the defense is going to be better than what people think it is. I mean, they hung up on the sack piece, but –
yeah.
It really, that wasn't their problem.
No, it's not. They were one of the,
I think
they were top 11 in the NFL in sacks.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. So you got to give, you know, you got to give DQ and Whitnum, you got to give them an opportunity to scheme up some things with what they have. And if they feel they need something, they can go and get it. Okay, they'll be all right.
And I want to give you all the correct number on that. Kurt, we appreciate you as always, man. Enjoy the rest of your day, brother. I want to give you all the correct number on Washington's sack numbers from a season ago because I don't want to lie to you all. In terms of sacks, total sacks, 12th. So Washington was 12th in the NFL last year in total sacks. And if you're being real about it, they were really 11th because there are a couple of teams tied, or three teams tied with 45. So Washington was not as bad as some people may think in terms of getting after the quarterback. Their sack percentage, sixth last year in the NFL. Their total quarterback pressures, that's the area where I think they got to improve. They were 26th in pressures. Got to be better than that. Got to affect and impact the quarterback more. Making that pass rush more consistent, I think, is key. But it's not more important than this run defense. If you can't stop the run, especially with the way their schedule starts out, right? Josh Jacobs, Ashton Jeanty, Bijan Robinson, Omarion Hampton. You bet your ass you better be improved as a run defense or you're going to get caught with your pants down during the regular season. 301-230-0980 is the number. No Terry McLaurin at Commanders voluntary OTAs today. Is it a big deal to you? Yes or no? And then what is the biggest question mark that you think faces this team as we get geared up for the start of the offseason program? Let's go to D.C. out in Oxon Hill. What's going on, brother?
Real quick, before both y'all start.
Yeah. Hey, let's put him back a hole. We'll put you back a hole real quick.
Just from the desk of John Keim, because I want to keep this updated as quickly as possible. Players I don't see on the field warming up. Left tackle, Laremy Tunsil, and cornerback, Marshawn Lattimore.
Wow.
Yeah. It's interesting. Just reporting things as I see them.
You could tell Lou DiPietro to clip this off as well.
Uh-oh.
You could tell Lou DiPietro to clip this off as well. Your ass could be on U Street messing the club up at Rose Bar decades, huh? You could be on U Street partying it up, but you can't show up to practice? Laremy Tunsil? You guys are guaranteeing a job to a guy that doesn't even have the respect to show up? See, because I was ready for Laremy Tunsil to get out of line. I was. Because he's always outside. Debo Samuel, U Street legend already.
Yup.
He's at voluntary OTAs. Marshawn Lattimore, a cat that stunk last year for them. A cat that really did look too hot. He's not at voluntary OTAs. That bothers me. Those two not being there.
Concerning.
Way bigger of a concern to me than Terry, because that's not getting off on the right foot with your new teammates. What did we talk about last year with Marshawn Lattimore? Well, he needs a full offseason to get acclimated to the program and to be around his teammates and his guys. He's missing out on an opportunity to do so. You all jumped down Chase Young's throat for not being at voluntary OTAs. You better have the same damn energy for Laremy Tunsil and Marshawn Lattimore. Championship teams have their leaders in the building. DC's in Oxon Hill. My bad, man, because that's going to turn me up. Hold on. I think I may have broke the headset. I can't hear anything. Hold on.
No, you didn't break anything.
I hear you.
Do you hear him, Linnell?
No.
I hear everybody. Oh, no.
What do you got, DC? I'm back.
Okay, Max, Linnell, man, calm down. I understand the new guys need to be in there. Lattimore, Tom, all of them. Terry, I'm not worried about. It's the off season. My man, we know he's working hard. He's putting in the work. He's doing what he needs to do. And he's pretty much got the offense down pat. But the other two guys, yeah, it's concerning. Maybe Lattimore, hopefully he's still working on getting himself healthy. Tunsil, I don't know, man. He needs to be in there because, yeah, I've heard about him on U Street and everything, too. But our biggest question mark, obviously, it was stopping the run last year. So it looks like we kind of shored that up. And like the other gentleman said, you know, pass rush, we was in the top 12 in the league, and we clarified that. So I'm just thinking our biggest question mark ultimately is proving that who we are is what we showed last year. You know what I mean? And a great person told me you're only as good as your last performance. We didn't win the Super Bowl. We lost in it. Eastern Conference, you know what I'm saying, championship game. So we just got to prove that what we did last year was legit, and I think we either added some pieces to help us get that done. So that's our biggest question mark, is doing it again.
For sure. And I appreciate the call as always. I'm hot right now. I'm seething.
I got a couple things. On DC's call, if Marshawn Lattimore is still trying to get healthy and the end of May,
yeah.
I don't know if I want him to see the field that
He's
much.
He's probably not going to be healthy.
Yeah.
I think that's well put.
And then from the desk of J.P. Finley, yeah. Laremy Tunsil rarely took place in voluntary work in Houston. I don't think this should be a surprise. Not many, or maybe not a great look on a new team, but it's all voluntary. Also, offensive line gets no real work in these sessions anyway.
I don't care.
Fair.
I don't care. Be there with your teammates. We had Sean Pendergrass from Houston Radio on, myself and Denton Day, when they made the trade.
Oh, yeah.
And this is the exact thing that he was ripping Laremy Tunsil for. He's a me guy. You know how you shake that narrative and earn a new contract? Because that's what you got to do. Everyone knows Laremy wants a new deal. You know how you earn that new deal? Show up, Laremy. Show up. Show up. That's it. You don't even got to participate. Show up and then go get your work in elsewhere. That's what frustrates me, man. I get it, though. I don't want to overreact too much because it's voluntary. But damn, the Laramie thing is especially frustrating because of all of the narratives that you heard about him coming out of Houston and him being a selfish me guy. You had the chance to dispel all of those rumors, all of those bad narratives attached to you, the perception of you. You could have changed it, but you didn't because you didn't want to show up to something that's voluntary. Come on, man. Anthony's in D.C. What's going on, Anthony?
So you don't want to overreact as you commence to overreacting.
Yes.
Yes. Welcome to DC Sports Radio.
Man, this is the truth of when people say the media creates a narrative. What part of volunteer?
Hold on, Anthony. I'm gonna stop you one second. Y'all jumped down Chase Young's throat. Y'all acting like Chase Young was the devil because he didn't show up to these voluntary workouts. Now Laramie Tunsil does it and it's okay?
Don't put me in y'all.
Okay, I won't put you in there then. Andrew.
What part of voluntary do people not understand? When it's training camp time, then come talk to me.
Okay. Did Chase Young skip training camp?
This becomes an issue. No, this becomes an issue because the media reports it. The team doesn't put it out.
So it's not a reflection of
the team. Doesn't make any mention of it.
So it's not a reflection of the player like it was on Chase Young, right?
On any player.
And Anthony, I agree with you.
Any player, any team.
For the most part, I agree with you.
I'm saying it's much to do about nothing. If he doesn't show up for a mandatory training camp, then you got something to talk about. But this is absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing to talk about. There's nothing to see. Move along, as the police would say.
Well,
move along. Nothing to see here.
You know, I don't want to talk to the police, Anthony. Don't reference them.
As far as the bigger concern goes, the biggest concern is the defensive line.
Yeah.
Defensive line works in conjunction with the secondary.
For sure.
If the defensive line can produce a 25% increase in their run defense, we'll be better off.
For sure.
If the defensive line can hold the opposing offense to third and five and beyond, then the secondary will improve because the pass rush will be there, whether it be the blitz or whatever the situation is, and you don't have to worry about being in no man's land where it's third and two, third and three, and they can throw the playbook at you.
For sure.
So the defensive line is the most important question mark right now.
I hope it turns into one of the bigger strengths by season's end, because I do think the group has potential, Anthony, as you know. I appreciate the call as always, brother man. Yeah, look, I'm going to take some time during the break to calm down and actually collect my thoughts because I'm finding out things in real time. So you're all getting my psychotic reaction on air. That's who I am, and I'm going to keep it real. These are my natural reactions. Why do y'all think I had to be subscribed to Craig Hoffman's therapy couch twice a week throughout last year? Because I'm normal? Ken is in Waldorf. What's up, Ken?
Man, y'all had me singing. Y'all had me sing my favorite song.
What's going on, Ken?
I don't want to overreact. But damn.
What's up, Ken?
Hey, man, that was a great title. You have to admit, man.
Sure.
I don't want to overreact, but damn. But I feel you, man. I mean, you know, here's the thing, man. Like the gentleman said that called just a second ago, he should be a counselor, as a matter of fact, because he kind of settles you down, man.
He's calm, ain't he?
I don't know what it was.
That's
yeah,
my main
calm,
man, Anthony.
Man.
That's my main
yeah.
man.
The voice of reason. But, yeah, the only thing I'm worried about is, not even worried about, I'm just kind of wondering about, is the cornerback position. And that's that's your boy, the one that didn't show up. So, you know, we just hope that he comes out and he plays the way he played, the way he played in, what, 2022, 2023?
Mm-hmm.
that's about it, man. I mean, when you asked the question, it really had me thinking because I think this team is pretty solid. And then along with that is the leadership. So that's another reason why I'm really not worried about these guys not showing up. If they don't show up, they don't earn it. We got enough leadership in that building from the top to the bottom. Got to get them out of there. You know what I mean? So if it was old school, it was back in the day where, you know, folks wasn't showing up like Chase Young and the leadership wasn't there to kind of, you know, rein everybody in, then I'd be worried about it. But
see, that's my thing. See, that's my thing, Ken, and I appreciate the call. I want to continue to expound upon that. I may take the social media for this. You all wouldn't let me rest. You all wouldn't let Chase Young rest. I got called a Chase sexual for defending Chase Young not showing up to voluntary work. And Laramie Tunsil's not here, but he's on U Street doing the Cotton Eye Joe, and you all don't have a problem? I don't know you all as a fan base, clearly. It's a Team 980.
All right. Last night, the Nats fall in the late night matchup to the Mariners, 9-1. Mitchell Parker earns the loss after giving up 7 hits, 4 earned runs, and 3 home runs. Pablo Torre has relayed through Pro Football Talk that he is open to pursuing legal action against UNC if the university fails to comply with FOIA requests to produce records relating to Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson. The Indiana Pacers take a 3-1 lead over the New York Knicks, 130-121. Tyrese Halliburton had a historic night. He becomes the first player in NBA history with 30, 15, and 10 to produce 0 turnovers in NBA playoff history. The Edmonton Oilers, they take a 3-1 lead over the Dallas Stars. They win 4-1. Corey Perry scored the game-winning goal, and two teams looking to close out their series tonight. Oklahoma City going to face on Minnesota at 8:30 on ESPN, and the Florida Panthers attempt to finish off the Carolina Hurricanes at 8 p.m. on TNT. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, and hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that's what's trending.